All right. So who are you guys? We'll start left to right, I guess.
Who's left?
Oh, that's a great question. So how about your left? How's that?
Okay.
So.
Chris Parker. I'm a Messenger server PM that's working on the Windows Live Messenger Facebook application.
I'm Steve Gordon. I'm a lead developer on the same team, working on the Facebook application as well as some of our other web platform efforts.
Cool. And what are we here to talk about today?
We'll be talking about the application that Steve and I worked together to create for Facebook. That's a Windows Live Messenger application on the Facebook platform that you can use on the Facebook website.
So Messenger now in Facebook. So cool.
Exactly.
Nudges just got that much, and pokes just got that much more interesting. So, walk us through, what's the concept of the app? It's a full Facebook application, APIs you guys are using?
So it's a full-blown Facebook application. We're using both the Facebook platform APIs as well as the Windows Live Messenger IM Control and Presence APIs, and combining those together to kind of create a seamless experience within Facebook for Windows Live Messenger, where both on a user's profile, they'll be able to allow friends to add them as a Messenger contact or chat with them inside Windows Live Messenger, as well as they'll be able to see the intersection of their Facebook friends that have Windows Live Messenger in a contacts page or friends list type view, and easily add them as a contact or start a chat with them. Kind of a somewhat analogous to how in Messenger you have a contact list where you can quickly start a conversation with a person.
So this is interesting that it's kind of a combination of social graphs, if you will, not to overuse the term, but like I have a bunch of friends on Messenger and I have a bunch of friends on Facebook, and they're probably either different lists or I don't know, some people exist in one list and the other, and now you'll be able to actually see those interconnections, right?
Exactly. You'll be able to see both the interconnections in your own social graph, as well as you can see where your social graph is more developed in one network and less developed in the other, and then be able to kind of merge those two and create something that's, you know, full on both sides. So, like, let's say, for example, I know you in Facebook, but I don't know you in Messenger. Now it'd be easy to import that contact from Facebook into Messenger as well. So now you have, we're friends in both of these two different social graphs.
Cool. And this is all built using HTML, Ajax,
exactly.
Ajaxy, and you guys—it's using the APIs you guys launched at Mix.
Exactly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. You want to show us the app?
Sure.
While
absolutely. I can walk you through kind of the full experience. I
hope you don't have anything bad on your profile.
No, I don't. What I can show you is I'm on my profile right now. I can instead go to Chris's. And kind of walk through a scenario where I might find that he's installed the application, and kind of I can go and interact with it. I can add it and kind of show you how that ultimately works.
Great.
So if I come down here, I see that. Where is it?
Now, you guys are giving us an early preview, so if there are bugs, there are reasons.
This is actually, is that there's a limit to the number of profile boxes that are shown on your profile page, and so mine's just sort of below the fold. Yeah, if you click on that over there, no, not that one.
Oh, that's hilarious.
That's actually our developer version of the application. This is the production version of the application.
Okay.
So what you can see here is basically the Messenger application on his profile, and we kind of provide a few things that you can do here. Obviously, we offer you to go download the Windows Live Suite, but from here you can also immediately start chatting with Chris, or add Chris to your Messenger contacts.
And so super quick, is this anonymous? Like, can I send him a quick message without having to log into Windows Live Messenger, say?
Absolutely. So if I click here to chat with Chris, what you see is kind of an insight to experience where immediately I can start chatting with him here. So if I simply do this and solve the HIP challenge.
The reason that you have to solve a HIP challenge is because this is anonymous, you need to have some way to kind of protect the recipient user from malicious spam type attacks. And so, similar to why you have HIP challenges in blogging comment systems, you also need to have HIP challenges in this system.
So you don't get IM spam.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And you guys call it HIP? I've only always heard of it CAPTCHA.
CAPTCHA. HIP is the term that's used for Microsoft's Human Interactive Proof. CAPTCHA is a longer, more complex acronym.
Okay.
I don't remember what it stands for.
So learning a new acronyms for me.
So at this point, on Chris's machine, he would have gotten an IM from me, at which point he could quickly interact back with me immediately. If I see this app and I say, oh, this is cool, I'd like to add it to my profile, I can kind of proceed here. Because we have kind of an ongoing chat right here, we ask.
It just tells you, yeah.
If I say that I do, I'm taken to the standard add application page within Facebook for our application. At which point, if I proceed with adding the application, I agree that I want to give it the rights that it has here.
Just like a normal Facebook app.
Exactly. This is the kind of the next step in. You're now within our application. Because you are kind of associating your Facebook ID with your Windows Live ID, there's one final step to our app, which basically from here you can do. So if you click continue, you're taken to Windows Live ID, at which point you're given an opportunity to pick one of your Windows Live IDs to associate with Facebook. And basically by picking this, this implies that you'd like to show your presence for this specific account within Facebook and let people contact you whenever you're signed into Messenger. So at this point, I'd like to pick my main account. Once it signs in, we'll do some things under the covers to pass that information back to Facebook, and we'll store that association.
And where are you guys storing that association? I'm assuming that's just like, Windows Live storage, something else. You guys aren't using Facebook data or...
So we're actually storing it in two specific spots. We are storing it within your Windows Live address book, as well as we are leveraging the Facebook data store APIs.
Oh, really? Okay.
Basically because it enables some... basically easier interaction, easier to develop against kind of within the Facebook itself. And so we've kind of went with both to kind of address the scenarios that we had. So right here, we're
indicating... This is the classic invite everyone in the world.
We're indicating that everything's set up. If I want to invite people, I can, but if I just want to skip it...
Now, one thing here, now that we've associated with it, would it actually show people that already had... Windows Live ID, or is that
what you saw in that list was any of your Facebook friends that don't yet have the Windows Live Messenger Facebook application.
Okay, so you guys are already filtering, hey, there's a bunch of people that have this.
Exactly.
So you're taken then to this page. I happen to have a lot of friends within our team that have added the application to Facebook, and that's why my list is already quite long, but if you... were the first one kind of in your social network to add this, you might not see as many people here. And so from here, you're basically seeing all of your Facebook friends that have added the Windows Live Messenger Facebook application.
And then we can see if they're online,
yeah,
offline.
You can see that they're online, and you can
quickly
filter.
Yeah, you can quickly see their status, their Facebook profile picture, and then you can take an action, like start a conversation with them or add them as a contact in Messenger.
And so from here, you may see someone that you happen to normally interact with within Facebook, but you'd like to also interact with them within Messenger. I can very easily, pick someone here.
You're picking Dare.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be famous anymore.
No, he doesn't. but I can then add him to one of my existing Messenger groups.
Okay.
And so then the next time I sign into Messenger, I'll be able to... and assuming that Dare also wants me to see his presence, I'll be able to IM him directly from my Messenger client. So if I proceed with that, basically that's what that does. But if I also wanted to go and chat with him, I could click this, and it takes you to an experience where we're using the IM control like we were on the profile page. to actually to IM with him. And so, just like before, you can kind of proceed with that and kind of engage in a conversation with him.
Now, since it has your Windows Live ID, why do you have to type in a name? Like, wouldn't it just pull in your Windows Live name?
So you can use your Windows Live email address.
Yeah.
But what we're going to be providing in the future is that it just, as you can see here, we actually pre-populated it with your Facebook name.
Okay.
And that's what, it's actually, we're just going to always use your Facebook name.
Yeah, as we've kind of iterated on this, we've kind of realized that, you know, that there are some aspects of the API that we've exposed within the IAM control where having greater flexibility, you know, would make kind of consuming the API, you know, much simpler. So, for example, one of the things that we've added support for is you know, populating a name. But for the Facebook application in particular, we will, you know, continually iterate on it and make the kind of experience from starting an IAM to actually sending your first message as seamless as possible.
Cool. So
there's one other component of the application that I can show you, and that's just basically the settings page. And from here, this is where you can kind of control whether people within Facebook can see your status. You can quickly toggle it off. You can also control whether you want people to be able to directly add you, like we did just a moment ago. And obviously, if you need to update the association with a new Windows Live ID, you can do that from here as well.
Oh, excellent. So, say if you have two passports, you can easily switch.
Yep.
Now, can you have multi-conversation, like, say, three people, like our team having a quick conversation and one person's over IM? Is that
currently the IM control doesn't support that in particular, so within Facebook as well, it's not supported.
Okay. Is that something you guys are looking at, just out of curiosity? And the reason why is I can imagine, say, at any random time, there's, say, three people looking at my profile, and they all just want to converse, like, oh my God, look at this picture, or they're all, you can imagine this sort of conversation going on.
Right.
Maybe it's like social photos where somebody takes this app and then does a photo viewer and, you know, laughs at the pictures from last night or something like that. Is that scenarios you guys are looking at for?
That's actually a pretty interesting scenario that we haven't really drilled down into. In particular.
So with the IAM control, you can't do that, but with the upcoming Messenger client library, it'll be possible to build a scenario around that.
Hmm.
It's basically where this is really a widget that's kind of pre-created.
Mm-hmm.
You could build something, a more like rich scenario that isn't really kind of, it's not something pre-created, you'd have to do a lot more programming, but you could kind of give them a lot more flexibility.
Okay, cool. So you mentioned, let's talk about some of the stuff on how it was built, and we can, or is there anything else to show on that?
This is pretty much it for the app itself.
The one other kind of cool thing that I would like probably want to mention is that the adding contact scenario, just like you saw Steve do it on in the contacts page, you can do that exact same thing also in the profile.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I am adding a contact on my profile page?
I can go to your profile page and then add you as a contact for me.
Oh. Okay, so like, even though... So it's the other thing of, like, a friend of a friend who wants to add somebody as a contact?
Exactly. So, like, right, even we might not even be Facebook friends, but maybe we're both in the Microsoft network, for example.
Right.
And so then I can still add you as a Messenger contact.
Excellent. So it's not just, you know, two people social graphs, it's also the social graphs of those social graphs.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it probably needs a, you know, recursive diagram or something, but yeah. Cool, very cool. All right, so you want to ask for you guys to, I guess, get on the whiteboard and show how it all works?
All right.
So, I don't know, which one of you wants to draw?
Okay, so there's basically... See, there's Facebook. So I guess this is like sort of, and then contact store. So there's basically, it's basically all the pieces that make up the application.
Okay.
So for almost all requests, Facebook acts as a proxy and makes the request on behalf of the user and then proxies that request back to the user. So that's why the user talks to Facebook but then talks our application and then goes back.
So I know Facebook application has two ways to build an app, an FBML version and just an iframe.
Yeah, exactly.
Which way did you get?
We're using FBML, which is why Facebook acts as a proxy. So
okay.
Basically, we respond with FBML, which isn't something that a regular browser is able to render.
Mm-hmm.
So the FBML then needs to be kind of rendered into HTML by Facebook and then returned to the user.
Okay, so really, somewhere in here, when you say the Windows Live Messenger app, that's, you know, a Microsoft server.
Yes.
That's taking, I guess, you know, request parameters.
Mm-hmm.
And is it an ASP.NET that then just spits back FBML?
Yeah, exactly.
In the request?
It's an ASP that,
I'll let you go through it.
Yeah, so it's an ASP.NET application that's returning FBML. We're using the Facebook.NET framework to do the Facebook-related parts of the application. And so basically, the request made on behalf of a user to the application. And so this would be, you know, just a regular kind of HTML or HTTP post request. Our response then would be in FBML. And then, you know, this is going to be a GET, and then the response would be in HTML. When a user is adding the application, and then also like when we need to take actions, like based on settings, for example,
mm-hmm.
We then, this is using FQL for querying, which is like the Facebook query language,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a data store API, which we're using for actually storing the data. So for example, like when you saw Steve go to the settings page, to populate, like, if you've, which one, what your settings are, we need to then make an FQL query to the data store, get the results of that, then use that to populate the page, which then returned to Facebook, ultimately returned to the user.
Okay, so, you know, in the application after we said, you know, noted to invite all my friends,
uh-huh.
there was that screen that showed all the people that already have the application installed. Where's,
yeah.
How's that page work, and when does that hit the contact store versus Facebook data storage?
Okay, so that actually only uses Facebook data storage.
Okay.
What we do is that basically there's an association of your Windows Live, of your Facebook ID to your information. And when you go to any page, we get the list of all of the person's friends' Facebook IDs. So from that list of friends' Facebook IDs, we're able to get the association of their data, including their Windows Live ID and their settings information. So from that data that we got from the data store based off of the Facebook IDs, we can then populate the person's friends' information on the contact list.
Okay, so, got it. So you're not actually pulling a friend's contacts. Right, you're pulling their contacts from Facebook.
Yeah,
if that makes sense.
Exactly. So the contacts page is actually showing like the kind of intersection of like Facebook friends and like Windows Live Messenger app users. And so that is what you see as in the contacts page.
Got it. So at what point do you actually hit the contacts store?
Right now, we're storing that information in there, basically storing the mapping of Facebook IDs to Windows Live Messenger IDs.
Okay.
So each person's address book in this kind of set has a Facebook ID saying, this Windows Live ID is this Facebook user. And then right now we're not really actioning off of that,
okay.
But we will in the future use that to actually keep track, like right now to make updating the presence on your profile page easier. So
okay.
Right now we actually poll for presence using the presence API, and then constantly, about every 5 minutes, update the presence on the profile page. The reason we have to do this is because we can't update dynamically based on real-time presence the profile. That's a limitation of the Facebook API, is that you have to post to Facebook what you want the profile FBML to be.
Okay.
And so they won't, including images, they won't dynamically get those images. They get them when you post it, and then they cache those.
Okay, so that's the profile set profile FBML.
Exactly.
We're looking at some of the code on the whiteboard earlier. Okay. Now, I guess what I don't understand is why couldn't you just have like an event-based server that would just basically fire, that would listen to people that had the application installed and fire if presence changed, then set that and make it sort of event based on your side.
Exactly. So that is actually why we need to store in here. So that's what we'll do. So eventually it'll be that basically, right, there's like your presence server, and then later there's your connection server. Mm-hmm. So when a user is, you know, connected to Messenger, the presence server will know, hey, this is also a Facebook user. And then on presence changes, it'll basically, well, I guess it'll actually go all the way over here and write out to Facebook, hey, this is what the current presence is. So then instead of this 5-minute delayed thing and it being wasteful, because that example, when someone's offline, we're still constantly polling for them,
right,
it'll now be pretty much real time. It'll basically be as quick as we can send stuff out to Facebook.
Awesome. Awesome. Very cool. Just a couple other random questions. Where are you guys? This is your V1.
Yeah.
So, you know, I know you guys haven't set on an exact release date, but this would be ideally available for everyone, you know, in the next couple weeks or maybe by the time this video airs.
Yeah, they'll certainly, by the time this video airs, it should be ready.
Okay, cool. And what about, are you guys thinking about another version or V2 or any other crazy stuff, integrating Gleam? Or anything in there?
Yeah, actually, there's a lot of things we kind of have been thinking about. Like, for example, with Spaces, they have the What's New feed.
Mm-hmm.
And so they released that as part of... It's already out, in fact. We're thinking about maybe if we can, since the social graphs are kind of intersecting, if we can also start intersecting the... Or even kind of actually unioning, really.
It's like the aggregation.
It's aggregating the news feed. So that the What's New feed would have, or the What's New feed could have news feed entries, and then the other way around as well, where the news feed and Facebook can contain information about what's going on Windows Live when you change your status message, or when you add pictures in Spaces, for example.
That's very cool. Very cool. Now, you guys talked about some of the challenges and things, and I know you're using the Windows Live Messenger APIs, but how about some of the things? Steven, I know you had mentioned this before. Or is there anything? Just a whiteboard, or okay. Things that would have made your life easier, I guess, developing this and in changing some of the Messenger APIs and some of the Facebook APIs. Like what are some of the challenges that you've run into doing the, as you were saying, the end-to-end scenario?
Right. So I think Chris touched on some of them earlier. In particular, the kind of limitation regarding how the actual Facebook profile works, has required us to kind of implement an interim solution of polling. We'll be kind of doing the extra work within our infrastructure to enable the real-time pushing of the updates. So that was one challenge that we had to overcome with Facebook. Within Messenger, some of the things just relate to kind of mostly user experience issues. So the IM control that you see, as it originally was conceived, was really about enabling some random, fully anonymous user interacting with me from some random website. And so within that control, we put a bunch of safeguards to make it less likely for spammers to bother the user. But when you're in Facebook, you already have some level of trust between you and potentially the person using your profile. It's either someone that's your friend of a friend, or maybe just someone in your social network.
Right, if they're seeing your profile, chances are they're in one of your networks.
Exactly. And so because of that, you know, some of the safeguards kind of are redundant and unnecessary. And so, you know, in future iterations of our APIs, you know, for the Facebook application, we'll be kind of working on making that, you know, a better experience for the users.
Cool. So it's sort of like instead of just all or none, there's levels, if you will,
exactly.
Or permission sets or whatever.
I mean, and some of the other things that we kind of, you know, dealt with too, as Chris mentioned, we're using Nikhil Kothari's Facebook.net API.
Okay.
That API, you know, is kind of a .NET based API, and it's been very useful for us to actually very quickly interact with Facebook. There, you know, we encountered a few bugs in there, but because it's open source, we were able to kind of quickly go in and make fixes as needed.
Sure.
Overall, it's been a relatively, I would say, positive experience interacting with the different pieces, just trying to put it together in as little time as possible.
Yeah, I think some of the challenges, obviously, with Facebook, and you heard it before, was you're learning their data storage model, their data access querying language, their markup language, and how all this stuff is supposed to work with AJAX, and you need to return sort of the way theirs works. So it's interesting to see it as such a complex application like Windows Live Messenger.
Right.
And the experience looks like the classic messenger or the, I guess, the library online messenger.
Right.
Experience.
Yeah, I think, you know, one thing that has been interesting that kind of we glossed over when Chris was talking earlier was just kind of the iterations that we had. The kind of the initial prototype of our app was actually a Ruby on Rails app that Chris and some other guys on our team had.
We'll stop recording. No, I'm just kidding.
And so, yeah. You know, kind of, you know, trying that out and just getting something working, and then looking at how we would actually make it a .NET app to fit into our infrastructure that we have.
Right.
And then further, you know, looking at how we go about storing the data. We had originally had our own data store that we were using, and we kind of had a difficult decision regarding would we be pushing some of this Facebook app state into Windows Live, or should we try to keep it close to Facebook? And we ultimately decided that putting it in the, you know, the Facebook data store would make our lives a lot easier when it came to actually interacting with the data we were putting there. And so that whole process has been, you know, very interesting.
Lots of lessons learned,
yeah.
I'm sure. On the
Something else kind of in the same vein as that is also, I mean, the kind of intersecting of the two social graphs definitely can contain potentially privacy concerns. And so working through those and making sure that we're kind of doing right by both the Facebook users as well as the Windows Live user base is also really critical.
Mm-hmm. Sure. And, you know, if you do a misstep, you know you're going to hear it from certainly the Facebook users and mm-hmm. Messenger users.
Absolutely.
As well. So it's something to certainly be cautious about.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Guys, anything else?
Try out the app.
Yeah,
it's
definitely.
Awesome.
Give us feedback, and we'll see how quickly we can turn it around.
All right. I'm sure we'll get 50,000, you know, people using it daily. Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Yep.
Thanks.